Talktainment Radio, worldwide sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalktainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Live call-in talk show. Dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalktainmentRadio.com.
This is The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, heard exclusively on TalktainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. Radio, the way it should be heard. And now, Mr. Neely Fuller.
If you do not understand white supremacy, which is racism, what it is and how it works, everything else that you understand will only confuse you. Only confuse you. Only confuse
you. All righty. Good morning. To wherever you are, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. Welcome to TalktainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. You are in touch with The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr. I am the co-host, Mr. Bobby, and this is radio the way it should be heard. Want to give Brother Kay a special shout-out for taking the show over last week. I had some problems, but they appear to be solved. I want to thank you for that. And thank you for calling in, and you held up your end also, so thank you. Let me introduce to some and present to others Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr., who is on the line live from Washington, D.C. Today's program, for those who do keep notes on this, we're going to have Mr. Fuller talk about distractions in the system of racism, which is white supremacy. Distractions. That's what we're going to lead off with. But, of course, we will answer, or rather, Mr. Fuller will answer any questions that you have. I have a boatload of Gmails that hopefully we will get to. As a matter of fact, I was counting them, and I think it may take us 3 weeks to get caught up in that, but we will address those as it goes. We need your help. We really do, particularly for the second hour of The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr. Some of you have donated. Some have donated twice. I think a person may have donated three times, but we do need that so we can support that with these lights that are on me right now, the cameras, the phones, all that stuff. We really need you to do that. And if this show means a whole lot to you, then just go on the homepage, the TalkTainmentRadio.com homepage, and you'll see a Listen Live button. And underneath the Listen Live button is a yellow donate button. And then we'll have a special announcement. Press that. And you can supply any amount of donations that you want to. Okay, with that being said, again, let me introduce to some and present to others Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr. And as usual, Mr. Fuller, good morning and how are you?
Good morning. I'm still learning.
Okay. We're going to try as hard as we can to stay in the compensatory mode here. You have often said on many, many shows that the answer, or rather to solve any problems, or the answer to any problems is to ask questions. So we're going to, again, really concentrate on staying in that compensatory mode. Today we're going to talk about distractions in the system of racism, which is white supremacy. And in the compensatory mode, Mr. Fuller, as we get the show started, by the way, 1-877-932-9766 is the number that you can use to call in, and I'm going to push that one hard also. Mr. Fuller, distractions. In the compensatory form, what are distractions and how do they work?
Well, it depends on what people are talking about when they're talking about distractions. Distractions usually mean that you are trying to focus on one thing, but someone is calling your attention to something else. And that's usually what people call distraction.
Mm-hmm.
So it depends on what frame of reference, what context that anyone is talking about at any given time. What, you know, they're distractions from focus all the time. I mean, people, you know, trying to get somebody's attention. And it could be a distraction or it cannot be a distraction. It might be a person is calling another person's attention to something that the person has already previously announced that they are interested in. So it's not a distraction. The person is helping the person find what they want, what they're looking for, because I use that word want a lot, W-A-N-T. Everybody wants something.
Yes.
Every minute of the day, every creature, that's just built in, except when you're asleep. All right. But if you're awake and you're reasonably awake and conscious, then there's something that you want.
Mm-hmm.
Every second, people want something. Birds mm-hmm. want something. Flowers want something. Bees, even, you know, among the plants. I mean, you know, they want sunshine, and they show it by their actions. They lean towards sunshine or water. They have a tendency to do that. You might say a plant doesn't have a mind. Well, they got something because the plants have a tendency to lean toward which way the water is or which way the sun is because they get growth from that nourishment.
Mm-hmm.
So in that context, that's not a distraction, okay? Anything that leads away from that, I guess, would be considered to be a distraction.
Okay.
So if you're talking about within the context of racism.
Yes.
And the victims of racism.
Yes.
The victims of racism are always given all kind of distractions away from getting rid of racism because that's a part of the racist agenda. And everything is supposed to be focused on being supportive, even one way or another, of the racist system.
Yes, sir.
If a person is a racist, that person wants everybody to be supportive of racism because that's their focus.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want any distractions from that by anybody.
By anybody. Okay. Let's go to the phone lines. Okay, caller. You are on with Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr. Turn your radio down and speak into the mic. Go ahead.
Well, hi, how you doing? My name is Gregory. I'm calling from Florida. And I was suggesting for Mr. Fuller, I was hoping that someone could make some versions of the latest movies that so he could see what's going on with the movies. In particular, it was a movie that made me think of him. It was The Purge. And without giving everything away in the movie, like the government hired the Klan and white supremacist groups to exterminate black people. And also, during the time that the Purge was going on, black people were partying. They went out and partied. So I just wanted to Mr. Fuller to expound on how we always celebrate, even during moments where we should be more serious about things.
Okay. Now, was there a question there so that Mr. Fuller could address that? Or that was just
a
statement?
Yeah, I just wanted to ask Mr. Fuller, why is it that we celebrate and party even in Christ? You know, during moments where we should be, you know, coming together while we're celebrating. And why do we do that?
Okay. Mr. Fuller?
It's been handed down through generations, I mean, out of despair. We have a huge background of what you call racial slavery, particularly in the Northwestern Hemisphere, directly, every day, and many, many years of it, repetitious. You know, this one year is just like another. Decades, hundreds of years, that becomes ingrained. So any little relief, like all prisoners, because a slave is nothing but a prisoner of war, that's all. So any prisoner of war is just looking for a card game, a checker game, you know, a hand clapping, or make a little bit of music, I mean, and, you know, or something. Just anything to get some relief from what they see as a hopeless situation. So that just carries over into what you call the modern-day slavery, which is what we still have, which is just extensions of racism. That's all it is. When it's put on a color basis, when slavery was put on a color basis for the most part of the world, then these people who are in despair, any people in despair, just have a tendency to try to just look for any type of relief, whether it's drugs or just jumping up and down and clapping your hands and spinning around and whatnot. You're just protesting the despair that there's nothing to look forward to. Tomorrow is going to be worse than today. And that's the way it is with prisoners of war, mm-hmm. and particularly when it looks like you're going to be a prisoner of war forever. Mm-hmm. You're born in prison.
Okay. Now, with the theme of this show being distractions, would you say, Mr. Fuller, that drugs are a type of distraction used as a tool by the racist?
Oh, absolutely. You know, but like in the movie The Godfather, I mean, the racists, they put tons of drugs out for, you know, make them available easily to their victims, the non-white people of the planet. But just like in the movie The Godfather, where the Don Corleone at that meeting said, well, there's one thing about drugs, though. I mean, you know, you're putting it out there, but it might come back to haunt you. I mean, you wind up your own offspring. Mm-hmm. You might not be using it, but your offspring might want to just start sampling it, something that's really designed for your enemies. And they'll start dabbling in it themselves, and the next thing you know, I mean, what you're putting out, you get a little bit of it on yourself, and it's something really powerful. It might just grab you.
Yes.
And you can't turn loose to it.
That's exactly what has happened, by the way. Exactly.
Well, that's what I've heard. I've heard that, you know, there's widespread drug use and death among a growing number of white people. But, you know, that was supposed to be all designed, and white people might even listen to this program and have a double think about this. It was designed for the non-white people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Some sections of the world, they had wars about it.
Yes.
Opium wars.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, where people of color said, hey, you got all of our people, they're not planting rice, they're not, you know, trying to make noodles, they're not trying to till the land, they're just laying, going to the cities and laying around in alleys just doing opium all day. I mean, it has taken a huge toll on the entire population.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why you keep doing this? Well, we are doing that to make you weak.
Yes.
You know, that's the whole idea.
Exactly.
To make you weak in your mind so that you are easily manipulated.
Now, I have heard it said, and I don't know if you have, Mr. Fuller, but I have heard it said that the drugs didn't become a problem until the white folks start using, and then they came up with all these treatment centers and the EpiPen and so forth. But when I've heard it said that when black people start using it, it was a war on drugs, and there was no treatment. Do you agree with that statement?
Oh, yeah, there was treatment, all right. There was treatment. You get hit over the head, kicked around, I mean, and put behind bars and say that you're a terrible, stupid, useless person, and you're good for absolutely nothing. You should be dead. I mean, you know, oh, yeah, you were abused, you know, because, you know, you're weak-minded. I mean, that's what we say about you people. I mean, you know, you're just weak-minded. You don't have any willpower. I mean, you always just grab hold of something that makes no sense at all and hold on to it like it's something that makes all the sense in the world. That's the way you people are. You're genetically deficient. I mean, you're mentally deficient. You're just, we'll tolerate you like we tolerate some of the animals we have to put up with and insects, but that's what you are.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they said about us, all right? But it was all being caused, a huge portion of it, by the white supremacists. We didn't know anything about growing that stuff or knowing anything about it. We were just we grew whatever they told us to grow. Grow cotton. I mean, why? Because, you know, you made clothes out of cotton and all like that. And so we did that. But then they came along and started growing drugs and handing it to us.
Yes.
The white supremacist conspiracy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and like I said, I alluded to the movie The Godfather. The person literally said that. Said, we're going to try to keep the trade among the dark people, the colors. Let them lose their souls. They're nothing but animals anyway.
Hmm. TalkTainmentRadio.com is a 24/7, no-charge, worldwide broadcasting facility with hosts delivering on various topics such as news, lifestyle, sports, law, health, wellness, religion, and politics. Now, here are two that I'm going to share with you. This is Libby. Elizabeth Rand will give you all the latest information on holistic living. Very good program. And All in the Family with S. Yolanda Robinson. Two of the good shows here at Talktainment Radio. And all you have to do is you can go to the TalktainmentRadio.com homepage, click on programs for the scheduled times and a little bit about each radio personality. TalktainmentRadio.com, that's radio the way it should be heard. You are listening to The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, and if you would like to get in touch with him, you may do so by calling 1-877-932-9766. The topic today of the program is distractions in the system of racism, which is white supremacy. Mr. Fuller has given his opinions on that, but you can call in and talk about that or anything else that you'd like to talk about, and we'll get to your Gmails as we can. Let's go to the phone lines. Go ahead, caller. You're on with Mr. Fuller.
Good morning. This is Joe Carter from Harlem. I have a question about in a code book, page 12.
In the, talk about the new revised book?
Yes.
Okay, page 12.
Yes.
Okay.
It has the four basic types of power. Could Mr. Fuller expound on that?
Mr. Fuller?
The four basic types of power among the people of the known universe.
Yes.
Page 12 in the textbook for victims of white supremacy. According to compensatory counter-racist logic, there's reason to believe that there are four basic types of power among the people of the known universe. This is just speculative, you might say, if you want to use that word. Number one would be all power. Well, I think all people kind of perceive, whether they want to believe it or not, that the first power would be whatever created them, the person. You know, each and every person says, well, hey, I didn't create myself, so there must be something that created me. All right, I'm here. I don't know much about myself. I don't know why I breathe when I'm asleep. I never, you know, I don't think anybody can say truthfully that they remember when they invented something called breathing and then they started breathing. I think they discovered that they were breathing. So whatever makes you breathe must be more powerful than you, okay? So a lot of people call it God. Some people call it the Creator, Allah, Jehovah, Yahweh, the All-Wise, Brahma, the Holy Ghost, all right, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. In the textbook for victims of racism, I give it a term called all power. However, I use the term the creator, or sometimes creators if a person prefers that, if you want to. And I say that that's one form of power. Number one, whatever created things. See, people don't create. It's been my observation, unless I'm mistaken. I've never seen a person create anything. Creation means you make something out of nothing after you have made nothing in order to put the something in. Okay? I've never seen a person do that. Every person who I've seen do something, even things that were kind of phenomenal, or even heard of people making something, they made it out of something that was already here.
Yes.
So people don't, you know, in my way of thinking, people don't create anything. They arrange things that are already in the universe or already in existence, if you want to use that term. They just look at something, look at a rock or look at a piece of wood, and say that I'm going to arrange this. I'm going to arrange this in the form of what I call a house, all right? Make a rock house. I'll get a bunch of them, put them together. They arrange them and make a rock house, a house of stone. Or they'll make a wood house, a house made out of wood, by arranging different pieces of wood that they get called lumber, et cetera, et cetera. But they didn't create the lumber. See, I mean, you know, as far as I know, some people say, well, yeah, I created something. This is one of my creations. Well, I don't see any evidence of that. And if somebody says that, I'd like to see the evidence. Now, that's one form of power. The other form is superior power. That's second only to all power, you might say, or the creator power, God power. So what is superior power? Superior power is one power that a person, if you're talking about people, has over another. Some people have superior power over other people. They make other people do what their bidding is. So what would that power be, according to what I've written? Number two is white supremacy. That power is second only to the power of the Creator on the planet called Earth here in 2018, according to the evidence that I have seen. Now, if someone sees some evidence other than that, I'd like to know what it is. But the white supremacists make people do, all people of color, whatever they want done. All right, maybe not exactly the way they want it done and all like that, but one way or another, they make people, when it comes right down to the wire and there's a real disagreement, the white supremacists, the white people, those white people who believe in dominating and mistreating people based on color are the most powerful people on the planet. Next to the Creator, that force that we call God,
yes,
according to all the evidence.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, the people of color, even though they'll say they believe in, number one, the Creator or all power being the, you know, superior to the white supremacists, and that not only superior to the white supremacists, but that they follow their Creator's guidance and not the guidance of the white supremacists.
Mm-hmm.
And if that person is of color, I've seen no evidence where that person of color didn't back down in the face of white supremacy. I mean, they go, you know, they'll say, well, one of these days, maybe, I mean, you know, you won't tell me what to do anymore. But see, one of these days has not come here yet. Here in 2018, it is not here yet. See, about one of these days, all people of color bow down to racist man and racist woman, the white supremacists collectively. That's the second power in command on this planet that we call Earth. Now, the third is inferior power. That's a form of power. You have power of all kinds, but you have superior power and inferior power. Well, collectively, that's the non-white people of the planet. Inferior to what? Inferior to the power that the white supremacists have.
Yes, sir.
In other words, the prison master has superior power over the prisoners. That's just the nature of a prison. And all the non-white people of this planet are subject to the power of the prison master, all right, which are collectively the white supremacists.
Yes, sir.
Superior power.
Mm-hmm.
And then the fourth is immediate power. Immediate power is something that each individual has. Each individual has the immediate power to do what? To destroy something. You can't create anything, but you can arrange the disappearance of something where it no longer functions,
mm-hmm,
the way that it normally functions. And that is doing what? I mean, you know, you can destroy something by using what is already here. You can use fire. You can use water. You can use some type of thing that people have invented called a firearm. And you can use immediate power or knife or dagger to kill somebody. Now, just about everybody who is able to lift their arm can do some of that.
Yes, sir.
Under some circumstances.
Okay.
That's immediate power.
Immediate power. Okay, right. So those are the four powers. Okay, let's go to the Gmails here. This is from Sudi. He says this, good morning, Mr. Fuller. My name is Sudi from Ottawa, Canada. My question for you, Mr. Fuller, is in the revised expanded edition of the compensatory code on page 406, you wrote a rapist, robber, murderer, and a terrorist are one and the same. Could you please explain that statement?
406, that's in the quotation section.
Yes, I'm turning to it right now.
I am too. 406.
406.
And let's see now. He said what now?
A rapist, wait a minute.
Oh, a rapist, robber, murderer, and a terrorist are one and the same.
Yes, yes, that's it.
Oh, sure. Right. Because it's all about terrorism. It's all you frighten someone, and also you rob somebody. When you rape somebody, that's, you know, you're robbing somebody. I mean, you know, that's what rape means. And you are killing something inside the person one way or another. If you don't actually kill the body, you're doing something to the mind. People who have, girls who have been raped, their minds have been greatly altered. And that's a form of murder right there. I mean, and certainly it's a form of terrorism. And so all of this are in the same category, okay? These are major crimes, rape, robbery, murder, all right? Is robbing somebody, is that a form of terrorism? It absolutely is. In 1984, I was robbed by two black males, December the 7th.
Wow.
And I was actually terrified, all right? Because I thought that, you know, it was broad daylight and whatnot, and they weren't going to leave me standing there, which they did, but I didn't think they were. I thought they were going to take my money, that $40 that they got, and kill me. All right, I really thought that. I said, this is it. This is my last day on earth. All right. One of my brothers, I mean, he needs a fix or he needs something, otherwise he wouldn't be robbing me, but I'm it. I'm his ticket to paradise today. And he's sending me wherever people go when they're dead. And I got about 2 or 3 seconds now, you know, after I give him my money to keep breathing, all right, and have the flashes of my entire existence go before my eyes, as they say, and that's it. But by happenstance, they chose not to kill me, and they ran off, all right, but they robbed me.
Yes.
And it had a terroristic effect on my mind. You know, I had been a soldier. I'd been in combat on the front lines. But see, the element of surprise, all right? Okay, death is death, regardless of where you die.
Yes, sir.
Okay? I didn't die when I was on the front lines in Korea, okay? But I could have died December the 7th, 1984, at the hands of, you know, a couple of black males who saw me as an easy way to ease their problem, whatever that problem might have been.
Mm-hmm.
They say, well, we don't know how much money he's got, but we'll take what he's got and we'll kill him for it. That's happening to somebody right now.
Yes, sir.
A whole lot of somebodies, particularly among black people.
Mm.
We're real good at that.
All righty. Stay right there. We're going to have Mr. Fuller address this. How do we recognize distractions? TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Check us out on 94.1 WGRN. Podcasts are all available. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. How do we recognize distraction? All that and more coming up next on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kicking online.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kicking products are better than those other guys. Ash Kicking candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N. Shop Ash Kickin' online at www.ashkickin.com.
Are you ready for a high school that allows you to work at a place that is right for you? Are you ready to earn a certification in healthcare, business, or manufacturing while achieving your high school diploma? Then you are ready for Life Skills High School, a free public school option for high school students 16 to 21 years old. Learn more about your free high school educational options at lifeskillshs.org or call them at 1-800-888-7992. Life Skills High School, education that fits your life.
If you or someone you know is abusing drugs and or alcohol and want to stop the abuse, contact APDS at 1409 East Livingston Avenue. Office hours are 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday. APDS is certified by the Ohio Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services and primarily funded through the Adam H. Board. Fees are based on your income and Medicaid is always accepted. For more information, call 614-253-4448.
McGruff the Crime Dog here. Let's hear from an identity thief.
Identities are easy to catch online. I send people an official-looking email pretending to be their bank or credit card company and ask them to confirm their personal information. Books them every time.
Safeguard your personal information on the phone, online, and especially at home, because half of identity theft occurs by someone you think you know. Keep your identity to yourself and take a bite out of crime. Learn more from the National Crime Prevention Council at ncpc.org.
A message from this station, the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, and the National Crime Prevention Council.
Hey, wake up. You can't dream your way into college. There are actual steps you need to take, steps that go beyond just getting good grades. So if you're serious about college, visit knowhowtogo.org today. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
This is Al Edmondson, owner of a Cut Above the Rest barbershop. I'm calling on all barbers and beauticians. It's time for us to unite as one. We can serve our communities better together. Join the Ohio Black Barber Beauty Network. For more information, visit www.obbn.org or call 614-427-3226 to get more information. Be the change that you want to see in your community. Join our network.
We thank you for your emails and your feedback. And we are working very hard for you. We have supported the Compensatory Code since 1975. We believe that it is the only system of thought, speech, and action that enables us to move in the correct direction to work toward the production of justice. But right now, we need your help. If we're going to continue the Compensatory Concept Show each week, we need your support. Now, we thank you and deeply appreciate what you've already donated. Please help us to continue to get the Compensatory Code system of thought, speech, and action out. Please donate today. Go to TalkTainmentRadio.com and hit the yellow donate button on the front page. Donate today. We appreciate any amount that you can give. We thank you so much.
Live call-in talk show. Dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Go ahead. Make my day.
You got the power.
Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That is radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the co-host of The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller. Our topic today is distractions in the system of racism, which is white supremacy. To get in contact with the show, you may call 1-877-932-9766. And while you're doing that, you can also inform your friends that we would prefer that you listen to the program by going to the Talktainment Radio app and then click on Programs, and there you will see The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller. That's live on Wednesday. You can catch the live show. You can also right now, you can watch the live broadcast of The Compensatory Concept by going to YouTube and type in the word Talktainment. Hit the space bar and type in the word radio. Scroll down to Talktainment number 2 live on YouTube where you can watch the live broadcast. And if you do that, hit the subscribe and like button there. And finally, you can go to Facebook.com/Talktainment. All that's right there. But we would prefer that you go to the TalkTainmentRadio.com homepage. Yeah, because that also has that donate button on there, which we do need your funds. That's for the second hour. That's for the second hour. We need to be clear about that. Okay, before we have Mr. Fuller address this question, how do we recognize the distractions in the prison system of racism, which is white supremacy? Let's go to the phone lines. Okay, caller, you're on with Mr. Fuller. Go ahead, please.
Good morning, Mr. Fuller. My name is James, and I'm calling from North Carolina. Mr. Fuller, based on logic, you have suggested to all black females that if their black male mate were to hit them one time, they should end the relationship permanently. Based on the same logic, do you suggest to all victims of racism to exercise the same zero tolerance policy regarding racists who have committed an innumerable amount of war crimes against them and proven to be unwilling and or unable to stop the violent behavior?
Wait a minute. What was the core of that question?
The core of the question, sir, is if black females should have a zero tolerance of violence with black males, should all victims of racism have a zero tolerance, no forgiveness policy with racists who have committed an innumerable amount of crimes against them, based on logic?
Well, it depends on circumstances about that. But what I was talking about was in the area of one-on-one sexuality between non-white males, non-white females, that should be an absolute because there's so much of it. I mean, it's so prevalent worldwide that the black male, for instance, takes the position that he is supposed to have authority over the black female, and that what he says goes, and that he can use brutal force against her to make her do his will. And this is not logical under any circumstance, and it's certainly not logical under the circumstances in which a black male and a black female find themselves. Because a black male is not in charge of anything. There's no such thing as a black man anywhere on the planet in the system of white supremacy. Your manhood is gone. Once you become a victim of white supremacy, you become a prisoner of war of the white supremacists. You can no longer claim to be a man because you can't manage anything. Managers manage something. We don't manage anything. We pretended we managed something. We try to, make our voices heavy and try to be what you call that cliche term, the alpha male and all like that. And we, we build muscles and get hairdos that look ominous and all like that. And we don't fight in the white supremacy at all with none of that. That's a sham.
Okay.
I mean, forget that.
Yes, sir.
Not being able to do that, we try to impose some type of authority over the black female, who we perceive to be in a weak position, which she is, if she's right there in the house with you. So therefore, we try to get a little bit of, you know, what we call manhood by brutalizing the black female. In some parts of the world, even stigmatizing her sexuality by having what you call that operation they do on the clitoris so that she can't get any sexual pleasure and all like that. That type of brutality. That's brutality. I mean,
yes,
that type of thing.
Can I say something, sir?
Yes, sir.
I agree with everything you said. You're 100% true, but not all black males are like that. But, you know, in many cases, for the ones who do behave that way and think that way, it's because of the influence of racism. A lot of those ideas came directly from them. And, you know, I don't do that, and I don't think any black male anywhere should act that way. But, you know, the things that the racists have done to us are a million times worse than what we do to each other, and our behavior is the result of what they have done and are still doing to us.
Mr. Fuller?
Absolutely. Yes.
So
that's
so
the cause.
All
the more reason why we should resist as best we can doing it.
But why should, you know, we be harder on each other than we're going to be on the racists? And I'm not suggesting we go out and behave violently. But if we're going to have a zero tolerance policy of violence, that should be universal, shouldn't it, sir?
Mr. Fuller?
Well, in other words, I said that we shouldn't. Maybe it wasn't understood the context in which I was talking about what we were talking about, and that is the interaction between black males and black females. I was saying that when a black male uses bodily harm, strikes, for instance, takes his fist or even slaps a black female about something he had a disagreement with her about,
mm-hmm.
about something she said, or she didn't obey him,
okay.
and all like that. She should take that as an indication. She should take that as an indication that the relationship is over.
Okay.
And it should be understood by both parties.
Yes.
See, that's an announcement. See, she doesn't retaliate or anything like that. She just simply say, oh, you're announcing to me that we don't have a relationship. I mean, this is zero. This is gone. I mean, you know, I'm no longer your partner. That's an announcement. All right, that's a codified announcement. This interaction is over.
Racist,
sir.
Should we take it the same way when it comes to racists when they commit these violent acts against us? That, you know, hey, it's over.
Well, wait a minute. I want to get the question. Should we take the violent acts that the racists perpetuate against non-white people?
Yes. Should we say, hey, it's over? I mean, you know, it's going to take a while, you know, before, you know, racism finally ends, and I hope it finally does. But should we just say, hey, you know, this is a violent relationship, you know, it's not healthy, you know, we can no longer coexist together anymore. We wish you well, you go your way, we go our way, and we'll do our own thing. We're trying to seek justice. Should that be our position?
Well, when you talk about justice, you're talking about worldwide. Otherwise, you don't have justice. And is the world going to include white people? See, now we're going to have to face that question sooner or later.
Yeah, you know, we need to do that.
So some people take the philosophy that one or the other of these two people, categories of people, white people, non-white people, should disappear from this planet,
mm-hmm.
period, all right?
Uh-oh.
Now, if you take that position, then that's the position that you take, and you make a code, I mean, that's designed to do that. What I have written is not designed to do that. It's designed to give the supposition, or, you know, with the supposing, you might say, that white people will still exist here on this planet. Because they are here on this planet for some reason. I didn't, you know, some people say, well, white people came from black people. It's just that white people are genetic deficient. some type of organism that shouldn't have appeared, that there's some type of aberration, some type of thing that, you know, there's some creatures that came from black people that shouldn't have ever been here in the first place, because they're just something that's, you might say, waste material from black people. I've heard some black people say that. Well, if you take that position, that white people are waste material, all right, and shouldn't exist at all, okay, well, then that's position that that person takes. I don't take that position because I have no probable cause to believe that at this particular time. All right, so that's just a matter of points of view.
Okay.
Okay. I say that we have to work out something called justice with the people that are on this planet, and that means guaranteeing that no person is mistreated. Any creature that's identified as a person, you know, get that straight first, and then we will work with the animals later. I mean, if we even get around to that. I mean, you know, but no person is to be mistreated under any circumstance, and the person that needs help the most gets the most constructive help. Now, that's what I have written, but there are some people who say, no, we need an all-out extermination policy. All right.
All right, let's go here. TalkTimeRadio.com, we go where you go. Download the TalkTimeRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. Now, my name is Mr. Bobby, and I am the co-host on the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller. You can get in contact with the show by calling 1-877-932-9766. And when you do, hit that donate button. But now, since it is a quarter till the first hour of the show, this is the period of time that we have designated for Mr. Fuller to talk about his book. Mr. Fuller, as you speak about your book, did you get those problems worked out where we can now get the book?
Not the basic book. I still have, I've been told, in stock, just a few of the word guides that are available right this minute. And then they have a distribution problem. But a few of the word guides are available as of today, mm-hmm. anyway. But the basic expanded revised edition, it will be about a week, I've been told, as of yesterday. Maybe a week to 10 days. And then you can go to producejustice.com, and you will see both books there. Then both books will be available at that time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
About a week to 10 days from this date, now, August the 1st,
now that,
2018.
Does that include the distribution to what is so-called the UK and also what is so-called
That's
Canada?
That's what I've been told, to okay. the UK and to Canada.
Okay.
You know, and some people might want just the basic book, which hasn't been available at all for about a month now. And some people might want the complete set, which will both books should be available in about 10 days.
Okay.
Just go to producejustice.com, producejustice.com.
All righty. 1-877-932-9766 is the number that you can call right now, as the phone lines are available. And you can speak to Mr. Fuller and ask him your question. Going to the Gmails, let's go this. This comes from Brother or Babatunde. Says this, Mr. Fuller, why should black people be thankful when a white supremacist racist suspect does an act of kindness for us, being that they stole everything from us?
Courtesy, that's all. Doesn't cost you anything. Because black people should learn to be courteous anyway. That's something that's been taken away from us. And so we need to regain that so that we get in the habit of doing it among ourselves when everything gets straightened out. And you can do it among all people. Just be courteous. Don't let anybody be more courteous than you. I mean, you know, being rude is not a characteristic that anybody should want to be associated with him or her.
Okay.
I mean, just, you know, we should practice the type of things that we want to have when the world becomes, with our efforts, the type of world that the world should be for everybody and should have been in the beginning. If it was not that way in the beginning,
okay,
we should always be aiming to be universal man and universal woman, in tune with the very best that the universe can provide.
Alrighty.
In every area of activity. And courtesy is just one small thing, you might say, but important thing and very easy thing to offer. A person gives you something that you need or want or is constructive value, allows you to have, even though the person may have been a thief or a robber or whatever, a murderer, and the person does something that has some constructive value, you thank that person. All right? It doesn't hurt to do that.
Doesn't hurt. Okay.
Right.
All righty. Going to the Gmails. This comes from Negro Off Your Knees. Mr. Fuller, I disagree with you, and I have an issue. You make a lot of great points, but where you continue to miss the mark, Mr. Fuller, is when you continue to push this idea that white supremacy is coming for you if you have color in your skin. It's much more complex than that today. That worked in the 1500s through the 1900s. But here in the 21st century, the white supremacist is now using red, yellow, and brown races as buffers to continue keeping most oppressed people on the planet, that is, black people, on the bottom. Sure, they may not love those other so-called people of color, which is a term we all need to stop using, by the way, but they have so-called yellow man on the verge of becoming white. Arabs and many so-called brown people come here and get classified as white, not black. So you must consider that, Mr. Fuller. And finally, also consider that many of these hardcore white supremacists date and marry Asian women while still remaining blatantly anti-black and other so-called people of color. So, Mr. Fuller, what I'm saying is you need to update your talking points because they're outdated. It worked during Elijah Muhammad's time, but not now today. Response, please.
Well, according to what I have written, I put the umbrella of three categories of people. White people.
Wait a minute. Excuse me. There's some noise in the background. Caller, if that's you, could you cut down your radio? Because we can't hear Mr. Fuller respond. Thank you. Mr. Fuller?
White people, non-white people, and white supremacists. Those are the three categories that I have chosen. Now, the white supremacists have black people slaughtering each other by the bushel around the clock. When you're dead, you're dead. Doesn't make any difference who killed you. All right? Black people keep trying to sidestep that. Okay? So the white supremacists can influence anybody to kill non-white people, mainly non-white people of any shade, yellow people, so-called. That's these are the categories that they came up with. I mean, they say that we got a yellow people category, and we'll get them to kill each other and kill other people of other shades, black people, brown people. Brown people will kill brown people. There are plenty of brown people, people who are called brown, even though most black people are brown, all right? See, we can't let ourselves get confused about that non-white category.
Okay.
All people in the non-white category slaughter each other, mistreat each other all day, every day. The system of white supremacy requires that. I mean, there's no harmony between people of these categories. You can't find harmony among any of the people of this planet. I mean, harmony meaning they get along very well with each other.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just because they look alike. No, they're going at each other and going at other people because the white supremacists keep it that way.
Yes, sir.
Among all of the categories of tan people, you know, they don't get a free ride from other tan people just because they're tan. No. They rob each other, kill each other, rape, the whole nine yards. Black people who are filling up the jails and whatnot, for the most part, are there for things that they do to other black people.
Yes.
Not for the things that they're doing to white people.
Yes.
I mean, truth be told. I mean, you ask them, what are you in for? All right? I'm in for murder, triple murder, quadruple murder, robbery, thievery. Say, well, who did you rob? Who did you murder? Who did you steal from? Hey, my cousin, you know, he's just as black as me.
Yeah.
All right? I killed him. And, you know, we had a falling out, you know. See what I mean? So what are we talking about? We got to keep focused on what we're talking about. However, this is just my view.
Yes, sir.
However, we got something that's else is real magic in the code.
Okay.
What the gentleman said is correct. He said, maybe I need to update my thinking and start thinking in another way.
Okay.
I don't know what that other way would be, but whatever it is.
All right.
Under what? VGQ?
VGQ.
That's why I invented that term.
Okay.
So that black people do not get into arguments about which direction we should go.
All righty.
You just go to the direction that you see fit and tell other people to go in that direction that you see fit.
All right.
That's a part of the code. Until we all, by, you know, some way down the line, we will all discover which way is the correct way. And the only way to do that is for everybody to have a voice. And which way to go. I'm not changing mine so far.
Okay.
On what I'm saying.
Let's go to the phone lines. Caller, you're on with Mr. Neely Fuller quickly as we're up against an hour.
Yes. I wanted to know if Mr. Fuller purposely wrote his book in the fashion that, to me, it looks like a car manual. Like you can go to it and, you know, you can find what you need, like fix this part, that part.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, with all due respect, I'm not trying to be funny. It also is not like a narrative book. So it's really not something that somebody could just take and, you know, reword or spoil. So I just wondered, did he do that as a caution when he made the code?
Okay. Mr. Fuller?
The answer is yes. That's exactly the way that I intended to write it. And if it has that effect, at least I have one witness that it did have that effect. And that's the witness that just called. I mean, it did have that effect on that person because I wanted it to have that effect. I tell people, just pick up the book and turn to something that you agree with that works for you. See, that's why I say it shouldn't be any arguments among black people about what approach we should take for dealing with racism, because that is a huge problem. So everybody should just pick up bits and pieces of whatever they think will work and see if it will work. And if it works, keep doing it. Why? You're doing it, and it works for you. Now, the next person down the block might say, well, I did that, and it didn't work for me. Well, it didn't work for you. See, that's what it's supposed to be. See, everybody got their own approach to solving his or her own problems. But the theory is, if each and every individual person on this planet who is classified as non-white or black can solve his or her own problems, then what does that mean mathematically? All problems are solved for black people, period. That's why all of these arguments about what approach we should take needs to be eliminated immediately, because all these arguments do is that we all keep going around in that same barbershop circle of just one argument leading to another argument that leads to another argument that leads to another argument.
Yes, sir.
And we just have compounded arguments at the end of the day. What the code is designed to do to say, hey, everybody go the way that they see fit by picking and choosing from a whole set of what could be called arguments, and pick those things only that work for him or her. Leave everything else alone, because what works for you may not work for the other person. That's why I wrote the book that way. All right? What works for me may not work for the other person. So I don't dictate anything. I just say, this is like a buffet. You go into a buffet, you go into a restaurant, you say, hey, the greens help my body. My body is built on greens, so I'm ordering greens.
I heard that. We have to leave it there, Mr. Fuller.
All right. Okay.
TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio the way it should be heard. Thank you for the pleasure of your time. Stay tuned for the second hour.